Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, what's going on? Dan Bach, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, back with you here today on the podcast. I know I've been away first couple of days of the week. I'll be back for the next few, and then you're going to not hear me for a while. I got lots of travel coming up over the next couple of weeks, including FSTA conference happening in Minnesota. Always a fun time for the industry, though, because some things usually kind of come out. Years past, they weren't so positive. And this year, I think it's going to be a little bit different. So stay tuned. We might even have something on our own plate that we'll be able to announce right around that time. So that is coming up next week. Of course, great time for fantasy sports in general. You got the U.S. Open happening. You've got baseball still grinding. Football is driving ever closer. And of course, basketball free agency will be hitting us soon. And then who knows? Maybe Summer League. We'll stay tuned on that. But want to thank our sponsor site, Fantasy Draft. Check out our forum thread. They've got a couple of U.S. Open free contests for you to enter, but you need to go through our forums to do so. I love their golf product. I'll be grinding over there this week and hopefully taking down some big cheese. I had a pretty good day over there a couple weeks ago. So really enjoy what they have to offer, even for baseball. Tons of flexibility. I don't think you have to stack on that site. With the flexibility that they have in their roster builds, and it makes it a lot of fun. So check them out. Fantasy Draft, use that promo code Grinders, and you're getting our premium content free for 3 months. That's like $100 worth of content all right there for you. And remember, the premium content we have, the way it works is you get baseball, you're going to get golf, you'll get NFL when that rolls around. You'll get NBA when that happens. So we basically don't charge you every season. I know a lot of other sites do that, and it can get really expensive. So take a look at what we have to offer. And again, signing up through our links to sites is one way to do it, or try the 7-day free trial and the annual contract, best bang for your buck. All right. Baseball tonight, we're going to get to that in a moment. If you haven't checked my Twitter feed this morning, you have to see it, @Dan_Bach, for a video that I shared of Mike Francesa of, the WFAN. You know, he's, the godfather of sports talk radio. I have a lot of respect for him bringing that industry to the masses. And, he created incredible opportunity for a lot of people in other markets. So he's a pioneer in that front. But apparently, you have to hear this statement. He basically goes on a small little rant about how he has all these great ideas for gambling, including one where you pick five players, and whoever's five players have scored the most points end up winning a giant pot. Sounds familiar there, Mike. Ever hear of a little thing called Daily Fantasy Sports? He basically, in his eyes, invents a new form of gambling on the radio yesterday. It was quite funny. So check that out. It's humorous to say the very least, but it's also sad. It's also very sad that somebody of that stature, somebody who is probably one of the highest paid sports talk personalities in the world, doesn't even realize that something like Daily Fantasy Sports, which is a huge deal for the audience, a guy who's probably done commercial reads for FanDuel or DraftKings on his show, did not even realize what he just described is exactly what already exists and has existed for the past 5+ years. But you know what? He's a big name. And people like Mike Francesa. So there you go. Not my cup of tea anymore. But for those who like them, there you have it. But you're in for baseball tonight. So before we do that, quick thank you to some sponsors, 4hims.com. 66% of men are losing their hair before the age of 35. As somebody who is 39 and lost it when he was in his mid-20s, I can attest to that it being true. Unfortunately, back then, there was no thing called four hymns. I wish there was, because that would have made my life a little bit easier in terms of trying to keep my hair. And basically, if you're feeling like maybe it's time to pay some attention to this, I certainly hope you check these guys out. 4hymns.com. It's a one-stop shop for loss, hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness. And what they do is they connect you with real doctors. You know, this isn't just phony baloney, hippie medicine here that doesn't work. Not that's, maybe some hippie medicine works. I don't know. But that's not what this is. They put you in touch with real doctors and you get a medical-grade solution to treating your hair loss. Because, you know, a lot of those expensive prescription brands, well, guess what? They are coming off their patents. So therefore, other people are creating, you know, similar products, and they're doing it at incredibly low prices. And 4hymns.com has it set up so easily, so therefore you don't have to have those awkward doctor visits. We're all busy. You can usually take most of this stuff, take care of it online. So order now. Listeners to this podcast going to get a free trial of Hymns for just $5. That's right. $5. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor and or a pharmacy. So go to 4hymns.com/roto. 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 Give it a try for $5. You got nothing to lose. All right, let's get into baseball now. And starting pitching today, we've got Gerrit Cole on the mound. He is really expensive on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings. FanDuel, he's expensive there too, but you only have one pitcher to roster, so I could potentially see getting him in there. The matchup is not elite here versus Oakland, who hits right-handed pitching pretty well. And, you know, there's certainly, you know, this isn't a full slate. This isn't a 14-game slate for us. So there's definitely some, you know, bats that, you know, we want, premium bats that we want to get in there. And it's going to be a little bit hard, I think, going all the way up there. And the problem with him too, is, especially for DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, is that Gerrit Cole is like $2,000 more expensive than a guy like Trevor Bauer is tonight. And Bauer gets a matchup versus Dylan Covey and the Chicago White Sox. He's a 192 favorite versus the Astros, 208. And Bauer has been excellent this season. I mean, top flight pitcher. You look at these game logs, you look at the K rates. He's had double-digit strikeouts in four of his last five starts, and now gets a team in Chicago who strikes out an absolute ton. I expect him to be very chalky tonight. There's little doubt in my mind he's going to be the highest-owned pitcher on this slate. And I think you can make the case that maybe in tournaments you hope that somehow, you know, the White Sox, you know, make some contact and you, you know, fade the chalk. But I still think that's even a risky proposition. Going underweight might be a plan for you, but in cash games today, at that price point, he just looks a little too cheap. Feel like he should be like 12.5, should be about 1,000 more than he is. So he's going to be really popular, and I get it. And, you know, I'll probably be eating that chalk in a lot of lineups myself here tonight. Where we're looking for our second and third tournament starting pitchers tonight, I think I'm scratching off the Dodgers and Rangers today. Hamels and Maeda, no thanks. Paul Blackburn from Oakland against Houston. Their bats are really starting to heat up. They played well in Texas. Now, last night, they had 12 hits in that game. Altuve didn't do much, but you had Evan Gattis, you had Correa, all with good games. Houston's just a good offense, so I just feel like it's risky to kind of go down that path. San Diego and the Cardinals, you know, we've got Luke Weaver today on the mound. He's at 7,700 over on DraftKings today, 67 on FanDuel, 15.7 on Fantasy Draft. And I think our real question is, are we going to get this Luke Weaver that we saw last year that had really big K upside? And even like early on this season, you know, 7 strikeouts in 6 innings pitched in 2 of his first 3 starts this year. But he has not had over 4 strikeouts in each of his last 3 starts against Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Milwaukee. Pittsburgh, not a big K team, but, you know, Milwaukee and will certainly miss some, strikeout a good bit. So I do feel, though, like this is a spot for him to get it back here against San Diego, who is you know, pretty dreadful versus righties. The first matchup of the season against them, he went five innings, four strikeouts, allowed four hits, and a decent day, you know, 20 fantasy draft points. But I think, you know, that's got to be a floor for us today. And I think at that price point at 7,700, he's a guy that I'm willing to take, you know, a risk on. I'm just not sold on these, you know, lefty bats. Travis Jankowski, Corey Spangenberg, you know, Rafi Lopez, Freddie Galvis. I mean, this Padres lineup is pretty dreadful. So I feel Weaver, he's a guy that I'm definitely going to be playing today. And then, you know, the last pitching spot, Pivetta against the Rockies. His numbers look absolutely legit this season. So, you know, we saw Nola eat him up yesterday and probably going to happen again today. I've got to check some weather in that game. Looks like wind could be blowing out a little bit. But, you know, Pivetta, I'm pretty much a believer in the type of skill set that he is. He has shown, and even the last couple of starts means he breaks it down really well in the premium pitching article today about how everything lines up. You know, the velocity is still there. You know, the hard contact was kind of still in line. Just some really bad luck when you look at, you know, BABIP numbers in those last three starts. So hopefully that normalizes for him today. He is at 7,500, and I think you can make the case of just living in that 7,500 with guys like Pivetta, guys like Luke Weaver today, and then kind of loading up on bats, and because you know, like, Bauer's just going to have incredible ownership today. So Jose Berrios, the other guy to kind of consider here against Detroit. You know, you've got Miguel Cabrera. He's out for the rest of the year, I heard today, and not that he's been great to begin with anyway, but Berrios, after a little bit of a rough patch, he certainly kind of turned it around here a good bit. 39, 19, 22, 33, 36. I think he's definitely a good pivot off of the chalky Bauer today. I mean, Twins, not a great team. They're pretty strong favorites here at minus 164. Matt Boyd on the mound for the Tigers. I think this is potentially a rough matchup for him today. So, I think that Berrios is a guy that I'm looking at. So cash games, I'm probably eating it with Bauer. In tournaments, I'm probably paying down a little bit to get some big bats here tonight. And we'll talk about those bats here in 1 second. First off, though, it's a quick thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, time of year again, graduations, Father's Day. Let's give some gifts that they will actually use. No more ties, no more balloons. I'm talking about wings, beer, and sports. And you know it has all those things, Buffalo Wild Wings. So get them a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card right now. Purchase $30 or more of in-store or online, and they're going to give you $5 bonus to keep for yourself. It's the gift that gives back to you. How wonderful. So definitely check them out. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, getting out to the position by position breakdown. That's the way I like to do it here on the podcast today. We'll start at catcher spot. Don't need it on fantasy draft tonight, but if you played Evan Gattis, maybe some other guys, Tucker Barnhart was not bad yesterday, probably did all right. So there's definitely sometimes you can go ahead and roll that. For me today, you know, Barnhart's a guy I think we got to look at. The Reds, you know, definitely popping a little bit today with the implied run total of 4.83 today. They get a nice matchup versus Jason Hamill. He's been hitting at the top of the order. He's only 3,200 over on DraftKings. So he is a guy that I think can fit the bill for us tonight. Buster Posey, I really like him here today on DraftKings, where we have to use a catcher. Even on FanDuel at 3K, not bad. Fantasy Draft 77. You know, not that I'm, you know, love picking on Caleb Smith, who's proven to be a very good starting pitcher so far this season, but Posey still has a weighted OBA over the last two seasons of a 403 versus lefties with an ISO of 208. So that I'm very interested in. So for the price under 4K that we can get him over there on DraftKings tonight, I think we can kind of set me up for that one. Same with Salvador Perez today. Not a bad number on him against Tyler Mahle. Mahle, 3,800. He's been over 4K the last couple of days. Not impressive game logs by any measure, but Definitely a great hitting environment too. Hot weather out there in Kansas City. 9.5, the game total. That's a full run higher than Cleveland and Chicago today. And St. Louis and San Diego. So one of the highest totals on this slate. Looks like the highest total on the slate with the Yankee game. So Salvador Perez, you know, both catchers in that game. Guys, you probably want to look at just a little bit. And Evan Gattis, again, last night, another monster game for him. He got off to just a terribly cold start, but, you know, you look at the last six games for him, and he's had over 25 FanDuel points in three of those, you know, over 20 DraftKings points in three of those last six games. So definitely starting to get locked in a bit at the plate. Okay, moving on to first base. And, you know, today I've talked about stacking against Dylan Covey over the last couple of starts, and it hasn't really worked out particularly well. I'm curious to see how today looks, especially because Indians, again, yesterday didn't do much. And if you listen to my XM show yesterday, man, I was dead wrong about the entire slate. I don't know that I got much of anything right, except you have to play Carlos Correa on FanDuel at 2,700. It was a lousy, lousy performance by me yesterday. So be happy and lucky that you had Mangone on the fix, because you didn't get that advice, at least on this podcast from me. Hopefully today we're going to do a little bit better. But Covey today is interesting. I've been trying to dig in and figure out what's the difference. And the big thing for him is he's thrown like 60% of fastball sinkers so far this season, compared to, I think that pitch was at like 20% in 2017. So he's definitely using that pitch, and it seemingly is getting the job done. And he did it against the Boston Red Sox. Now, the one blip he's kind of had so far this year has come against this Indians team. Didn't give up a ton of home runs, but only pitched four innings. You know, they were fine that day. But I do have a hunch that, like, looking at some of those pitch type numbers, the fastball sinker is something that the Cleveland Indians have hit pretty well. Guys like Encarnacion, Kipnis, Yonder Alonso, you know, all the Lindor, you know, probably the top shortstop play for me on the slate. So I'm probably going to go back there again one more time and see if, you know, he regresses back to what we've seen previously in his career. If you don't trust it, I don't blame you, because Covey's looked really, really solid, and even the, you know, the deeper analytics don't show like there is major regression coming. I'm doing it more on pitch type and, you know, and hope that we get that regression to what we've seen in years past with him. Different pitching coach, I think, potentially this year. They've got some things straightened out there with Chicago. We'll see. But I'm going back to the Indians well one more time. On my lineups. I usually play the three-entry max. I'll definitely have one Indian stack today. So E5, a guy that I'm looking at first base tonight, but he is really pricey as well. Joey Votto looks like the hands-down kind of top play on this slate here against Jason Hamill. I mean, 434 WOBA, 230 ISO against righties over the last couple of seasons. The plate IQ score, I think, one of the highest on the entire slate today at 72. So, and the fact that he's under 5K makes him a little bit more desirable. You know, Jose Martinez has been crushing lately and now gets a lefty, which he normally crushes anyway. ISO of 316 versus that handedness. So he is interesting. You know, Max Muncy, you know, we saw the Dodgers put up a big number yesterday. They get Cole Hamels today. I don't love the ballpark. The bats are waking up for them for sure. So I don't really see me going there at 4,500 today on DraftKings. Let's see where he checks in on FanDuel. He's 38, Fantasy Draft 82. But man, the handedness split is definitely right up his alley tonight. Let's see. I definitely like the Yankees today. I mean, Greg Bird is going against this youngster who was bad last season when he got called up by Washington at an ERA over 9. His first start did not go particularly well. You've got the highest team total, I think, on the slate today for them. So stacking up Yankees is definitely probably a wise move today. And then the last guy I'm looking at is Miguel Sano. I feel like I'm chasing Sano and Dozier time and time again, and you know, I'm hoping this is a spot for it to get going. Just not a lot of power. I mean, we've got like one home run in the last, I guess, looks like 10 games or so for Miguel Sano. We'll see if he can't do it. 140 WRC plus over the last calendar year versus left-handed pitching. So we'll see. He does not. It is, I read the thing wrong. It's Brian Dozier, a 145 WRC plus, and Adrianza, 147 WRC plus. But Sano at under 4K today. Might go back to that well one more time. Okay, going back to second base here tonight. And I'm, like I said, two guys I like tonight, Dozier and Jed Jerko. Jerko's 3,400. He's fitting the build if you're paying up for pitching a little bit. Dozier at 4,100. I like him. We've got Daniel Murphy back as well. He gets, Sonny Gray. Did not get a hit in his debut. Probably would rather fire him over on FanDuel where he's 2,900. The $9,400 on Fantasy Draft and 45 on DraftKings is pretty expensive, but don't mind him over there on FanDuel. Kiki Hernandez, 3,300, good value on him. And then Scooter Gennett versus Hamill. It's still weird to see Scooter Gennett as, a good, strong hitter, but that's what he's been this year. He's been excellent. So he's definitely one of the top plate IQ scores we've got on this slate. Okay, moving on to third base tonight. And again, some of these guys will move on over there. Moustakas, I think this is a great spot to get him into your lineup. Bats near the top. We talked about that high total. The salary's at 4,100. So definitely don't mind him one bit. If you're going to stack up Cleveland, Jose Ramirez is really expensive at 5,600. That is one of those, are you serious scores or serious salaries? But he does rank number one in our plate IQ premium score today at this position. So, definitely the numbers are making sense for him to garner that salary, but that's a big, big number unless you're just dropping off pitching entirely. We've got Justin Turner going against a lefty here tonight. He's been, kind of average lately, I guess, double digit, DraftKings points in three of the last five games isn't bad, but not really showing a ton of power since he's, come back from that injury. So we'll see if he can't potentially get it going here against Cole Hamels. 3,700 on DraftKings, pretty fair price on him. 75 over on Fantasy Draft. I don't love that game, but I don't mind that salary for us. Okay, heading on over to shortstop. I think Lindor today, top play for me. Maybe on the slate, definitely the top play at this position. Again, a plate IQ score 11 points higher than everyone else at this position. The price is expensive at 52, but sometimes you eat chalk. And I don't even know if he'll be chalk because people don't love paying over 5K for shortstops. Because you can get Trey Turner, you could get Chris Taylor today. I get it. You want to go even further down in the 3K range. You've got Munoz for the St. Louis Cardinals against Lauer, the lefty. That one makes a little bit of sense. And then Adrianza as well. We talked about him, 2.9K. Certainly don't think that is the worst spot on the board if you're looking to punt that position. But for me, it's all about Mr. Lindor. Okay, moving on to the outfield spot. And I think Judge or Stanton will probably be hitting a home run here tonight against Eric Fed. That's what we're going to go with. Both these guys, I mean, I think it's an interesting night to just stack up the big bats here. We'll see if, what this lineup looks like. But Judge, Bird, Stanton, even Didi had a home run yesterday. I don't mind any of these guys. The Yankees could put up a monster number. Heat, not crazy at only 75 degrees out there, but he's a player that, all these guys, just major power numbers. On a slate like this, where there's not as many teams, I think I'm going to pay down for some pitching and get some of those big bats in. So love those guys, obviously, at the top. Winker against Hamels. Again, sometimes he leads off. Sometimes he's like sixth in the order. But definitely popping a little bit in the model here at 3,400 today, so I don't mind him one bit. I didn't love Lonnie Chisenhall's numbers against that fastball sinker today. That's the one guy that where that pitch did not line up particularly. Now, again, if you listen to guys like Cheese talk about pitch types, it does get pretty noisy. But when it's like a 60% number that a guy is throwing in the batted ball event over the last 2 years, numbers are pretty high. I'm willing to look into it a little bit. So just be a little bit careful on your Indian stack. You might want to keep Chisenhall, you know, out of it. We've got Marcell Ozuna against the lefty Lauer today, 4K, definitely started to hit the ball better over the last month, so he's a guy I'm looking to play today. Matt Kemp versus Cole Hamels, almost called Jason Hamels, but we got Hamels and Hamel, both those guys on the mound tonight, so they both make sense. The Phillies, you know, we didn't talk a whole lot about them, but Rhys Hoskins and Aaron Altair get lefties today. 4K for Hoskins, 32 for Altair. Hoskins versus a lefty is usually like a plug and play tonight. So he's definitely a guy I would not mind one bit getting into a number of my lineups. Tommy Pham has hit on two of the three optimal lineups that I ran this morning today. I don't love playing Tommy Pham at a monster salary like 4,600. Like, that is a big number for that guy. I mean, he's had legitimately one double-digit game over the last, I think, 10 or 11. But, man, the models absolutely love him today. So, you know, definitely a guy who can steal bases, does have some power, doesn't seem locked in at the plate right now, but the models love him. So, you know, I'm going to mention him here for you tonight. Let's see if there's anybody else. Adam Duvall, again, if you want more Reds exposure. You know, like him a little bit better versus lefties, but Hamels, you know, just not a great pitcher, and we've seen that huge total tonight. So he makes some sense at 3,200. Gives you that GPP upside that we are certainly looking for. All right, I think that covers it tonight. Not the longest slate for us here today. If you're looking for golf content for the U.S. Open, make sure you check out our premium subscription. You've got the video from last night with Notorious STL Cardinals and Jason Roslin. And Notorious, and certainly STL in particular, this season has been red hot. I mean, he is just smoking hot in terms of his golf picks. So check him out. Check out his video over there on Roto Grinders. He has been on the money with those and hopefully can help you out. It's tough this week. I've been building lineups this morning. It is really tough. There's so many players. It's quite a bit different than the Masters where the field is a good bit smaller. You got everybody in this sucker. So it's going to be a challenge, but always a lot of fun. Big tournaments across the industry. All right, I'm out of here. I'll be back tonight on XM. You'll get the updated version of what I just said here, looking at lineups. Obviously, some things can sometimes change with weather, so be sure to check me out there, 6 to 7, me and Cards talking, and then Cards and Barnett tonight on DFS Golf on SiriusXM from 7 to 8. So that's what we got rolling for you today. Tons of great stuff as always at Roto Grinders. More on the way, and excited for this football season. I had some really good discussions out in Nashville the last couple of days to talk about what we could in, you know, have for you guys this season. And I'm hoping we can pull it off. You know, some really good looking stuff for you. So we will see. We're already looking forward to football, and it's June. Hey, got to do it. Got to be ahead of the game. But thanks for listening. Leave us a review over on iTunes. Check out Fantasy Draft. You know, the best thing, play on Fantasy Draft. Eat lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings and get, you know, the hair drugs from 4hims.com. That's what you need. You do that, you're checking all the boxes for me. But I'll be back tomorrow. I believe we'll check the slate. Might be a little bit short tomorrow on the evening slate, but at the very worst, we'll talk to you again soon here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.